For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Tropical Storm Francine is expected to become a hurricane today in the Gulf of Mexico before making landfall in Louisiana tomorrow. The storm will bring flooding rain, life-threatening storm surge, and damaging winds from East Texas to Mississippi. The Adjutant General of Louisiana, Thomas Frelew, says the National Guard is making preparations ahead of the storm making landfall.
We have 87 boats, 387 high water vehicles, and over 50 helicopters to work which we think is the most probable mission post-storm, which would be search and rescue.
A hurricane warning has been issued for the Louisiana coast, with tropical storm warnings spanning the northwest Gulf Coast. Evacuations across California as multiple wildfires continue to burn. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more from San Bernardino County.
It's burned 40 square miles. That's what 26,000 acres is, basically. Pretty much every tree, every piece of vegetation you can find burned to a crisp as those flames swept across here over the last several days, fanned by those winds and encouraged, too, by the triple-digit temperatures that we've been facing here in here. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency. He has sent in the National Guard. There are also four helicopters that can drop water, two fixed-wing aircraft now dropping fire retardants. So they're doing everything they can, but these flames are still moving towards the resort town of Big Bear.
As of this morning, more than 38,000 structures were threatened by the flames. A debate is scheduled tonight for Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. This one is going to be on ABC, but it's being carried on Fox News and other networks. The candidates will take questions for about 90 minutes. Expect to hear a lot about the economy, abortion, immigration, and crime. Incoming Divinity School students at Yale were disturbed recently after being made to recite in unison a writing that turned out to be a spell provided by a self-confessed witch. Bob Kellogg has more.
The College Fix reports the spell was provided by Adrienne Brown, who claims she is a mixed-race, black, queer, American writer, community organizer, facilitator, goddess, and a witch. Christian commentator and author Janice Krauss says the recitation was wholly inappropriate.
The Bible specifically forbids going to the spirit world. These are things that are not a part of a Christian's life. It's condemned. It's very clearly condemned.
One of the student participants says the recitation from Brown's radical gratitude spell took on an undeniable coven-like feeling, according to the Fix. Krauss says this orientation exercise is revealing.
It gives us some indication of one of the reasons why our churches are less influential than they used to be.
The Fix reports students were not informed about Brown's work and her pagan beliefs before participating in the reading. I'm Bob Kellogg.
In final news this hour, a new study reveals increasing severity and frequency of emergency department visits following the use of abortion drugs. The study was co-authored by Tessa Cox of the Charlotte Lozier Institute.
We've heard lots of claims from the abortion industry that abortion is no big deal and that emergency department visits after abortion don't necessarily mean that anything is wrong. So we decided to take a look at how are these emergency department visits impacting women? What do we see here? And so we looked at all emergency department visits within 30 days of an abortion or live birth. And we analyzed how severe and complex they were on a 5-point scale. And our results were really alarming. The emergency department visits after abortion drugs were twice as likely to be severe or critical compared to visits after live birth or by women who were never pregnant. So this really puts the lie to the abortion industry claims that abortion is safe and easy when we see this this severity and complexity of these emergency department visits increasing.
The study is published in the International Journal of Epidemiology and Public Health Research. Find more news on AFN.net.